This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Maury Bonfesco, Dusty Likens with you. Last kind of nice day of the week, and then the heat is coming back. Royals in action today. Vern's on deck show starts at noon. Big show for Cody and Gold. Their first day back from camp. Here's 2 hours. Have a good day.
I mean.
You know what? I'll say
good
this.
For them, though.
Yeah. I'll say they deserve it.
Yeah.
You got to make that track every single day.
Oh, it's brutal.
You'd hate to see it.
You're lucky you never had to do it like, you know, we did back in the day where you're up at like 3 a.m. driving to St. Joe, looking at the horizon, going, yeah, we're not going to get into practice today. We're going to get struck by lightning. And every time, you know, you get struck by lightning and you're so delirious driving up there at 3 in the morning so you can get there for practice. So I am glad you never had to experience the life of going to St. Joe before anybody wakes up in the free world, man, and you're the only one on the interstate. So
that could be an interesting poll question, because whereas you had to do it during the week and get up at 3 o'clock to drive to St. Joe, my job for 2 years was the weekend warrior. So I went out there every Saturday and Sunday and got up at 6 o'clock on Saturday to get on the road by 7 to be sure I was there by 8:15.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do anything Friday night, and I couldn't do anything Saturday night, because if I did, I was going to pay for it, and I didn't want to do that. So it's like, would you rather go Monday through Friday or go Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, no, Monday through Friday, because that's what I'm used to. You know, we're all creatures of habit, right? Like, no matter what you do in life or where you are, you're a creature of habit. You get up at the same time, you take your you do your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we all are creatures of habit. So if you threw a Saturday in there for me, I'm like, whoa, this is out of the realm of things. On Monday through Friday, it's just normal of, you know, getting up at that, you know, hour, you know, or a little bit earlier to get on up there to St. Joe. But, you know, it was always fun being up there and kind of seeing the team come together. And I'm just stunned that this is it, dude. Like, training camp started yesterday, I feel like. And now here we are some 21 days later or whatever. I'm sure the players don't feel this way, and Cody and Gold probably don't feel this way, but I feel like it just started, man. Like, it literally just got going, and now here we are getting ready for that second preseason game, and you know, everything kind of moving in that direction towards the regular season, and Friday will be 3 weeks to go, you know, before we get to that regular season. So yeah, it is time for training camp to start kind of wrapping up a little bit.
Yeah, it's to me, it's always like bittersweet.
Yeah,
just because obviously the faster training camp gets over, the closer you are to the season. But also slow the F down, dude.
Right, but that's the other thing. So life is moving really fast. My daughter starts high school today.
And oh,
so,
big day.
Yeah,
big day.
Big day. So freshmen have a half day, and so, you know, I'm a little verklempt over that. I mean, I was talking to one of our listeners on Twitter yesterday. He goes, my daughter's going to kindergarten. I'm like, I remember when my daughters went to kindergarten like it was yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're both going in to high school. And you know, I kind of tell the story a lot, you know, about the start of the school year, because our old boss, John Hansen, was one of those type of guys that sometimes you didn't know if he was being serious or not, right? Like, you had a lot of dealings with John. You know, and was a great boss. And he came to me before the first day of kindergarten. Obviously, we do this shift, and so you work till 10 o'clock. And he goes, are you going to the first day of school? I said, no, we're on the air. He goes, no, you're going to be leaving the show early, and you're going to the first day of school for your kids.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember that, because the boss before him called me when my wife was in labor and asked if I was coming in the next day. You know, and then that's where Josh got involved and goes, I'll handle this. And that's when I knew Josh was a good egg, right?
You go live to the living room. Bob, can you tell me what you think about this Royals team? It's a boy. No, it's a girl. Shoot.
Yeah, because we did have that mistake in the delivery room. Yeah. Not going to lie, the umbilical cord was lopped over, and I was like, oh my God, it's a boy.
I'm going to be a dad.
No, that's a girl. I was like, oh, that's the umbilical cord? I was like, damn, I was impressed.
He's got his father's leg.
I mean, I was like, whoa, look at that thing coming out of the stomach.
That's definitely not mine. Genuine, explain this.
And I go, what is that smell? And she goes, that's the smell of your wife's skin. I'm like, okay. What the hell was that?
You make it really easy not to want to have children, like, ever. Like,
no, it's not. I mean,
if anybody's down the road and I'm like 55, is like, how can you never have kids? I'm like, well, I worked with Bob Fesco. And every other day there's a horror story about children.
But
we went from they don't take the trash out to you should have smelled my wife's skin.
She's, every time I tell that story, she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're, because I walked in there, you know, just mulling China. I can't imagine what you'd be like. I mean, I'm a bull in China shop. You're like 10 bulls in a China shop.
I'm the most dramatic person you'll ever meet. There's just no way.
Oh my God, what the hell's that smell?
Like, there's literally people compare me to like Vince Vaughn with children from Four Christmases. Like, when that baby pukes on him, and that's like his, that would be 100% my reaction. Like, I'm good with kids for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, all right, go find your parents. Like,
that's right.
That's enough with Uncle Dusty. Go have fun.
But when but when it's yours, it's like a dog, right?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You don't mind when your dog licks you, but God forbid somebody else's dog licks you. You're like, ugh, get your dog off me, man.
Like, oh, that's your dog. It's cute.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you go home and talk to your dog in a voice that you don't say. You don't use that voice in public.
Right, exactly. You love your dog. It's like the kids. Like, the kids will poop all over you. They'll puke all over you. But at the end of the day, you figure it out. It's your kid, right? But if it's somebody else's kid, I don't blame you. Like, get the hell away from me, man. Handle your business over there.
There's something wrong with this boy.
Yeah.
No, congrats on the first day of high school. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. It'll be good to half day, you know, ease their way back into high school.
Because that's what they need.
Yeah, right. Half day. Whatever, man. Get your feet wet. Tomorrow, I think everybody's back full time, you know, from
perfect.
High school level, and everybody
perfect.
Gets to go back and do their thing. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Speaking of perfect, I think last night's game was pretty close to it. Right, got out to a 4-0 lead. Michael Walker was shoving, and the Royals are back to 500.
Yeah, that's where you need to be. Now you can really realistically start
just
talking about
keep
it. Right,
winning.
You got to sweep these Nationals today. Right, don't give it back, man. You're here now. Let's not get below this mark the rest of the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
No, it's. I mean, last night, you know, you gotta keep winning. You were heavy favorites on the money line last night. I think at the point before I left the station, I think they were like -188 or 189.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty significant for the Royals. And then today, you get Seth Lugo to go out there today. Right? Big game today. Mm-hmm. And then you get three against the White Sox.
Right.
And
White Sox just beat Detroit last night 9-6, by the way. So
right.
they're not a slouch anymore.
And, you know, the thing about it is the White Sox are playing and a weird predicament that seems all too familiar probably for your Royals, because the White Sox season has been over since probably early June.
Yeah, I would say February.
They traded away a former number one overall pick in Andrew Vaughn, and he's been absolutely nuts in Milwaukee. If you're not watching what Milwaukee's doing right now in the National League.
Best team in baseball. They've won 11 in a row.
I mean, they lit up Skeens last night.
Yeah.
Eight innings, eight runs, and they scored 14-0 against the Pirates, and that was Skeens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Pirates suck, but, I mean, that's the best pitcher in baseball.
But it's Skeens. Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And normally doesn't, I don't know, pitch well against Milwaukee. I have no idea. But either way, you look at starters not playing Friday.
According to Fox 4, the starters are not playing on Friday at 9.
Can't wait. Don't need them to.
If that's true, I ain't carving out time on Friday for that. I'll tell you why you should. Yeah.
But no, last night is a game in which, you know, it seems like in these first two games, you've had one of the guys that Vern always goes back to, and you always hear Vern say this, and we'll talk to Contrero today at 9, as we always do on Wednesday, but your guys have to be your guys. Mm-hmm. And I thought last night that game was revolved around four players that really showed out. I thought that Michael Garcia's move from first to third.
Best play I've seen all year by the Royals.
Which is where we love and hate Michael Garcia, because that was a gamble.
He
took off on first. There was a hard hit ground ball. That's a line drive. Double him up. That's another base running blunder. And we're all going, why can't they run the bases? But he gambled and got to third. That run ends up coming in because Vinny Pasquantino hits a sack fly. Runner in scoring position, Vinny Pasquantino.
And it's 1-0 right away. And you're playing a bad baseball team, and you get a 1-0 lead right away. Like, to me, that was as fundamental a baseball game and a win as you can get. And that's why I like that game so much, because
right.
it was about doing baseball things. We weren't stuck to a spreadsheet. And when the spreadsheet came out and they pulled Walk out of the game and put the bullpen in, everybody got a little bit nervous, did we
sure
not,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop using your spreadsheets and use your gut feeling and let these guys go. Because that game was won last night, in my opinion, based on good baseball fundamentals. Michael Garcia's play in the first inning, as you talked about. I absolutely love that. I even tweet, like, that's my favorite play of the year right there.
And he scores.
Yep.
Then he hits a home run later on. India seems like he's kind of maybe seems a little bit more relaxed in that seventh spot. He seems like his at-bats are more sound.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the home run last night that was jolted out to left. And they end up winning the game. They score, eight runs last night?
Yeah, 8-4 or whatever it was. And yeah, 8-5.
Their offense is playing better. They're hitting home runs at Kauffman Stadium. I get it that the weather's warmer. The ball moves a little easier. But either way you want to look at it, the offense is looking the way it should. They're back to 500. They're beating teams they should beat.
Right.
And like you said, I think today you can feel greedy. Go sweep the Nationals. And then, if you can, take at least, you have to, 2 out of 3 from Chicago, because you're now in the predicament where last night's win and the night before's win was great, but you gained nothing because the teams in front of you keep annoyingly winning or they idle. So Cleveland didn't play Monday. They win last night. Texas won last night. They won the night before. Yankees won last night. Boston won last night. So all the teams in front of you keep winning. So that's why it's hard to jump those teams. Now, fortunately for the Royals, there's only two teams ahead of them. One of them is Texas, who you will play in three games from now.
Yeah, next week. Four-game series against Texas?
Here in Kansas City, Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
So when you look at that and you think of that, you have to win these games, but then you have to take two out of three from Texas.
Right. No, you have to take three out of four from Texas.
Or three out of four from Texas. I'm sorry. So, yes, a great game last night. Wholesome, sound, fundamental game, and Michael Walker was great. He's been fantastic since the All-Star break. Michael Garcia had a big play. Fede Pasquantino was huge. India hits a big play in the home run and two-run shot. So that's what you got to do. Just keep winning and hit situational hitting, and they've done that.
Yeah, they really have.
They scored seven runs on two outs last night.
Yeah, I mean, they have done a really nice job over these last couple of days of keeping a losing team losing. And now you're back to that 500 mark. Do not dip below that. Do not give it all back today. Today's one of those days. It's not a give-back day. It's a go-out-there-and-kick-ass day. Don't let your guard down or anything like that, or today game and an off day tomorrow. Like, the Royals aren't in a spot right now to be overlooking anybody, looking past anything, forgetting about today's game. They've got to go out there and they've got to win these games. And then you go take two out of three from the Chicago White Sox. I'd love a sweep of the Chicago White Sox, but if you sweep the Nationals, you take two out of three from the Chicago White Sox, now you're talking about 5-1 in your first six games on the homestand. We can all live with that. And then the showdown with the Rangers sets up next week, which really, I mean, you're playing for the postseason next week, those games against the Texas Rangers. If you do what you're supposed to do today and this weekend, that's a playoff series next week. That is going toe-to-toe with a playoff team and a team that you need to beat to be in the playoffs. And then I think if they go out there and they take three out of four from the Rangers and people are feeling really good, I think you'll have a lot more people starting to go, okay, maybe they are a playoff team now. Maybe we can start buying in to the Royals. So they've got an opportunity here bigger than they even know about. Go out there and take advantage of that opportunity, man.
Coming up on the other side, a Travis Kelce stat that opens the eyes a little bit more, as if he couldn't do that already from the day he had yesterday. We dive into what that is. Plus, we get to our weekly poll here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Text line, because he said his eldest starts high school today, and he told a story about how his boss said, no, you will be at your daughter's kindergarten.
That's right.
Off.
Yeah, my youngest starts high school today. Oldest has got high school tomorrow as a sophomore. That doesn't matter anymore.
I was saying, she's a seasoned vet, man.
Yeah.
She's like Mahomes year two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just do it again.
Right.
So from the 815 says, my daughter starts kindergarten next week, and I'm trying to decide whether to take off work for it.
Yes, take off work for it. And I was you 10, 15 years ago when my kid started kindergarten. And I told you, my boss, John Hansen at the time, said to me, he said, look, your kid's starting kindergarten. You don't get many of these moments. You're taking the rest of the day off. You're going to go out there and you're going to be there on kindergarten day. And I've kind of lived by that. So that was the first child that did that. Then the second year, I said, well, I got another kindergarten, so I'm going to do that again. Then eighth grade graduation, you know, I left early, you know, this year to be with my kid. Work, man, is work. Your family is your family, and you've got to prioritize your family and your kids. Your kids will always remember, you know, if you're there, right? You've got to be present for your children, and that's what I believe. Like nothing's getting in the way of being at a kid's event for the next 4 years, right? Like, we've got four more years of doing this parenting thing, and then they're both be in college and doing their own thing, and you'll look back and go, man, I wish I would have. You don't want those I wish I would have moments, and it's so hard, Dusty, in the moment of, man, I can't leave my job. No, you can. You can. And if you have a boss that won't let you leave your job, then maybe you should leave your job permanently. If they're making you prioritize your job over your family. That's not a place to be and a place to work. And I don't think any office should be doing that to anybody in any line of work. Your kid has their first day of kindergarten once. Mm-hmm. And look, I was that guy. I didn't know. I felt strange about it. But that's because I had a good boss who came in and goes, no, you're doing that. He took that away from me, right? Mm-hmm. Like you talk about bosses and managers all the time and setting you up for success. Sometimes the boss has to be that guy who tells you what you're going to do because you're not setting yourself up for success. And I wasn't going to go to the kindergarten thing because I'm on the air till 10 a.m. I'm like, oh, do it at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And that's where my boss took that away from me, took that stressor away from me and said, no, man, you're going to go and you're going to do that. And I think about that every year on the first day of school. Like a lot of people come into your life and they're your boss or they're a friend or they're a 10-minute person here or a 15-minute person there. You try to take something away from every relationship. John and I have a great relationship to this day. We still talk all the time. And when he did that for me, it was like you really took a major, major stressor away from me and allowed me to go do that. You told me to go do that. You didn't make me ask or feel awkward about doing something like that. And so I always will appreciate him. Like the guy before who was calling me in the delivery room asking if I was going to be in the next day. That was trash. So go is the long and the short of it. You've got one opportunity to do this for your kid. Be there on the first day of kindergarten. It does matter, man. It does.
Yeah. Just a few days ago, you were there for Alex Gold.
That's right.
Dad, you don't really have to come if you don't want to. Nobody else's parents are.
But that's always what it is, right? That's in the kid playbook.
Dad,
nobody
else.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Nobody else's parent is going to come, right? And everybody's parents there.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
My parents had the video recorder on the shoulder.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah,
looked
man.
Like they were getting some B-roll.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mom's bawling her eyes out. Yep. He's never coming back. 3 hours later. I hope day two starts soon.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like you have this, and I think a lot of the sentimentality is you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're realizing you're getting older and life is moving really, really fast. And you're like, man, I can't slow this thing down because I'll be honest with you. The older you get, every day goes faster and faster and faster. And watching the kids, you're like, oh my God. I mean, you look at your schedule and we're booked every weekend from here to the end of the year. I mean, it's insane with how busy the kids are and how fast things go. And that's why you do need to appreciate those moments, man. Like your job, whatever it is, that crap will be there when you get back to the office. And the kindergarten thing is about 5 or 10 minutes, you know, kiss your kid goodbye. And then you can be on your way and go back to work. And if your boss is a jerk about it, I'd put in my 2 weeks. I really would. Like you can't give me 20 minutes off to go watch my kid's first day of kindergarten. F you, pal.
The number texted back, will do, Bob. Thank you for the advice. I was leaning that way for sure. And then somebody says family first. Another person texts in and says, I work to live. I don't live to work.
That's right.
And then the 913, this is good. This is fun. And then we'll get into the Travis Kelce stat. From the 913, I had to leave a mandatory Saturday morning early last spring for my kids' championship game. My boss was cool and basically just said to me, go be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Meant the world to me.
Yeah.
That's a good boss.
Yep.
That's a good work environment.
Great.
That makes you get up in the morning and not be like, when your friend's like, you don't like work? No, I love work. It's great. I don't have any issues with it because I have people there that are all like humanizing the same way that I am.
Right.
Which is good to have.
Yeah. And you know, also too, like if your boss does that for you, you're going to work harder. You're going to work better for that boss. You're going to like working in that environment. It's great for your employee to be a boss like that who's understanding and gets it and has a clue and whatnot. So I've always thought, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but like if you're in a management position, probably should have been a parent to understand what your employees are going through who have kids. Like these workaholics that work 18 hours a day and expect everybody else to do that, and then they go home and there's nothing going on there. Like, that's on you, man. Like, I got other things outside of my job, you know, that I want to do. And if you have a boss, that's why I think bosses and people who are in position of power should have had families and understand what every employee that has a family is going through. And sometimes there's going to be situations where family does take precedence over work.
So last night, I don't know if you guys ever do this, but you'll start pondering like who is maybe like all time in certain stats or categories, like whether it be baseball. And you're like, I wonder how many home runs like Salvador Perez is behind when it comes to not just 300, as he is six away, right?
Yep.
Until he gets to 300. And then, you know, I'll get to our poll question here in about 5 minutes because it's kind of relevant to the topic all in one. And I'm thinking to myself last night, I'm like, okay, Travis Kelce, if this is it, you know, talking about, well, the Royals played at 8 at noon or at 1. There's probably not going to be a whole lot on TV tonight. I think there's not really much.
It's well, nobody's showing anything tonight because of the podcast release.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I was like, I guess I could just watch the podcast. That's kind of entertaining. I'll just put it on my TV and watch it on YouTube or whatever. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, where does Travis Kelce rank when it comes to like all-time yards?
I think the MLB canceled all their night games because of the podcast.
Yeah. Everybody's just stuck in the orange. And so Travis Kelce has 12,151 yards receiving. And I thought to myself, okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
Because we were trying to figure out, a couple of guys of mine were just sitting there, you know, shooting the breeze. And we're like, isn't Jerry Rice the all-time yards leader in the NFL? My buddy's like, yeah, I think like it's the wild stat of like who's second.
Yeah.
So any guesses of who's the second all-time receiving leader in the NFL?
Give me a minute here. Let me, oh boy. Randy Moss.
He Jinx. Is, Randy Moss is fourth.
Okay. Chris Carter.
He is 13th.
Okay.
Michael Irvin.
Irvin. He didn't play long enough. No,
Michael Irvin's not even in the top 20.
Yeah.
Boy.
When I say you're going to go, it's one of those forehead slaps.
Yeah. Don't tell me just yet. Go move on to the next thing. And let me think about who's number two.
So if Travis Kelce.
Tim Brown.
He is seventh on the list. So if Travis Kelce has 895 yards receiving this year, he will surpass Jason Witten, who is 20th on the all-time receiving yards.
Not tight ends. Total. Okay.
So he would then be the second tight end in the top 20. He is not going to catch Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez has 15,127 receiving yards, which is nuts. And he is sixth all-time on that list. So you have got one, you have four, you have six and seven that you now know on your top list. Obviously, Jerry Rice leads all receiving yard leaders with 22,895.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce, if he has 895 receiving yards this year, which is doable, which is a number, Mac, I think you and I are both very happy with. Like, that's a good number.
That'd be great.
Would that be a wash number, or would he not be washed if he does 895?
He's not washed either way.
33, year 13, 895.
Jeez. Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
895 has to be, like, that's the target this year now. I've just decided for Travis and them. Like, you want to know little things. 895, Dusty said that out last night. I'm like, you got to take the over. They know, because if you know, they know.
Because Jason Witten sits 20th all time at 13,046. So 895 yards for Travis Kelce, he would tie that number. So really 896 is the number you're looking for Travis Kelce to be 20th
all time. Larry Fitzgerald.
That is number two.
All right. That's a great one. Yes.
Nice.
So to tell you how good Larry Fitzgerald was, he had 17,492 receiving yards in his career. Jerry Rice, 22,895.
Good Lord.
Will that record ever be broken?
No, I don't. Well, 17 game schedule changes a lot.
It does.
I want to say no. I want to say that's like...
Because Larry Fitzgerald played for 16 years, and he's still 5,000 yards behind.
How many years did Rice play?
From 85 to 04, so 19.
19 years. In the last couple of years.
Don't really count the Seahawks and the Raiders or
the Broncos. I mean, people forget he played for the Broncos for a hot minute out there. But I don't even think he played in a regular season game for Denver. It was like a camp type thing. He's like, all right, I'm done here. So Larry Fitzgerald is two, and we didn't get number three yet?
Mm-mm.
Give me the team.
Which one?
For the number three guy.
Philly and Dallas.
Oh, T.O.
Yeah.
Then it's Randy Moss. Then it's Isaac Bruce, Tony Gonzalez, Tim Brown, Steve Smith Sr., Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne. It's crazy that Manning had 28,000 yards receiving.
Yeah, right. He had two top 10 receivers.
That's right. Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes had Kadrapius Tony and still won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Peyton Manning couldn't get out of his own way at times in the postseason. Enough.
So,
sorry, Bob. Back away.
So
never had
a
defense, but yes.
Then you start looking at names that Travis Kelce could surpass this year to get to the top 20. He will pass guys like Jimmy Smith, Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall,
Antonio Brown,
Art Monk, Irving Fryer.
Those are great.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Evans has 12,684. We can just go ahead and bet Mike Evans has 1,000 yards receiving. He's done it forever. Yep. First ballot Hall of Famer. But to think about Travis Kelce's legacy that we had done on 8-7 day and then the day with like the podcast announcement, the GQ magazine article and all that sort of stuff, like this is why. Like we say winning is successful, but to be the second tight end and only two tight ends in that realm, like what he's doing in Kansas City, but also what he's doing for record books and how he's done it. Three-time Super Bowl champion, right? Going to be probably in the top 20 of receiving yards in the history of his career and be one of only two tight ends. And the other one was basically a chief his entire career. Welcome to Tight End University, Kansas City Chiefs. So, like, that's where it's crazy to me is, like, not only is he done this in his entire career and put up these numbers because he's technically been a wide receiver one on this team for six of 8 years outside of the, you know, the three big Tyreek Hill years, but, like, those numbers don't lie. Like, that's where stats support a career.
Absolutely,
because
yeah.
consistency at its finest. Mike Evans, right? Same thing. Mike Evans has all those yards because he put 1,000 yards together for 10 consecutive seasons. And I think that when you look at that and you think about where the situation came into, because we talk about, well, life after Kelce is going to be tough for whoever takes that role. Imagine Tony Gonzalez, sixth all time, and yet we still will say that Travis Kelce is the best tight end that ever played football, and he's going to be 14 spots, 13 spots behind receiving yards with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, and I think Tony would probably say the same thing, right? Like Tony Gonzalez also played in an era where there wasn't much going on from an offensive passing standpoint here in Kansas City, right? When he came in the early Marty days, it was ground and pound and run, and he was really like your only target that you had out there. And then obviously the Vermeil era came in, but Tony Gonzalez was the featured, you know, wide receiver in all of that, right? He was featured over Eddie Kinnison and Johnny Morton and some of those guys back in the day. Mm. Like Tony Gonzalez was that number one option in the early days of the passing era of the NFL, and then went to Atlanta, and obviously they threw the ball, you know, all around the yard. But Travis Kelce, man, like he will go down, in my opinion, as the best tight end because he is such a game changer, and he does stuff that Tony Gonzalez couldn't do. Like nobody, and enough not to take away from Tony G at all, but that Travis Kelce move, man, fake right, turn left, like it's textbook every single time, and it works. And I think he's better in the open field, in my opinion, than Tony Gonzalez. Tony G was great in the back of the end zone, going up over the defense and, you know, making the alley-oop type catch and slamming it home over the goalpost and whatnot, and that was awesome and everything. But I think Travis Kelce is a better overall tight end. Jason Witten being in that category, he's one of those guys for me that I'll never remember that he was any good. And I know he was. But,
talk to Tony Romo about
it. Yeah, but he'll be one of those guys where I just like, oh, yeah, Jason Witten never really did it for me. You know, just never did. I don't know, just never got on the Jason Witten train or didn't care much about Jason Witten or anything like that. Never had the memorable moment. Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez, memorable moments, right? Jason Witten played for Dallas. You'd think that one of the networks would have shown something memorable.
Maybe Matt can agree with this, and I think you will too, where the baseball card game, you know, Gene does this well, right? Yeah. Like the baseball card game has introduced me to prospects and more knowledgeable baseball, right?
Yeah, right.
Whereas like Jason Witten, I knew because fantasy football. And fantasy football kind of does the same thing as the baseball industry. Like I'll get a guy on my team that's like, oh yeah, I forgot that the Raiders took a receiver in the second round. They don't really have anybody else to throw to other than Brock Bowers and your boy from
Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, Jacoby Myers.
Isn't that a law firm, Jacoby and Myers?
Yeah, 555-5555. And so, you know, you kind of get into that. I think that's why, you know, people outside of, you know, Dallas and Casey Homers or whatever would be like, oh yeah, Jason Witten. Yeah, that was Tony Romo's like number one target outside of Terrell Owens when he was double teamed in Dallas. Jason Witten was just a target galore. And
problem is no postseason success. And that's really when you make your name as one of those great players, in my opinion. You have those moments in the playoffs that we're all watching and we all remember. Jason Witten, obviously great career. Very milquetoast career, though. There's really nothing special about Jason Witten's career other than length.
Yeah, he wasn't an explosive player. No yards after the catch. He just caught the ball, got the first down. Did what he needed to do. Got to the six and got touchdowns. One thing in this Tony G, Travis Kelce, you know, stat conversation that I think is going under-talked about is 95 more games played for Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
3,000.
Travis missed a whole season.
But right. 95 games and 3,000 more yards.
Yeah.
Only 3,000 more yards in 95 games.
That's crazy.
Do the math there. Yeah. That's how good Travis, that's what we're talking about. Imagine if Travis Kelce had 95 more games. He'd be the leader of all time. He'd be up there with.
I mean, imagine if Travis Kelce was 10 years younger and had these stats right now, right? Because that's about what it would have been. You know, 95 games is
crazy. It's
a lot. I mean, that's what, five seasons basically of football. If Travis was 5 years younger and had these numbers and then had five more years of playing time ahead of him, I mean, yeah, he would pass Jerry Rice in that category.
Nuts.
And then other people would say, well, imagine how much more yards he'd have last year if he wasn't distracted by Hollywood.
Wasn't washed.
Because according to this GQ article, he admits that the last 2 years he has not been as dedicated to training because of all the acting gigs.
Yeah.
So this season, apparently,
back to training.
back to square one.
Yeah, went down to Miami and got back with his trainer that he had before the last couple of years. And, like, I'm just going to zero in and I'm going to focus on football, which also, again, leads to the fact that this is going to be the last year for Travis Kelce, right? You want to go out with a bang. You don't want to go out with a 400-yard receiving season and people go, you should have gone a year earlier. Mm-hmm. So he's dedicating himself, obviously, to getting back. And I love that. But I also don't resent the fact that Travis Kelce used his off time to experience what life would be like after football, because mm-hmm. that's what you have to do as an athlete. Not for long is what the NFL stands for. You get 3.5 years, basically. Travis is doing what everybody in sports should be doing, and that's having whatever career it is, after sports. There are too many of these guys that go broke and have no idea what to do when sports is all said and done and they're 28 years old going, where do I go now? I'm only 28 and everything I've known for the last 28 years is done. Travis has taken advantage of his opportunities and doing that. And if you're going to say you didn't compete to the level that you wanted to compete in last year, mm-hmm. Travis, I would say, don't worry about it, bro. You basically had 2 1,000-yard seasons and you went to 2 Super Bowls. Like, if that's not focusing in on the offseason enough, I hate to see what the, like, I've been telling you guys this since the Super Bowl ended. This is going to be a wild year, man. This is going to be a wild year. And then this story with him and a snake and an alligator and a construction jacket. I'm going to reenact that construction jacket picture, by the way, in a pool somewhere.
Oh,
I
just want to wind jam.
That's right.
You better get some chest hair.
I got plenty of that. Mm, yeah, I got plenty of the chest
taco
hair.
Taco meat up there.
I got the whole thing. You want to see it? We can show to the camera. I got plenty. I got plenty of chest hair up there.
Screenshot that.
So I will put that vest on and I will stand in that water like Travis Kelce. But if the last 2 years he didn't dedicate, and this is what he did, I'm telling you, it's gonna be fun, man. This is gonna be so fun.
He looked like Scott Hall in that picture. Hey yo, he just needed a toothpick and flick it at the camera. Hey McMahon. But no, it's like you said, it could be the last year. And so the poll question today,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Which brings us to the question on the Fan 965 on X. Do you want to see one more year of Salvador Perez in the Royals? Or do you want to see one more year of Travis Kelce with the Chiefs?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
All right, McGuire. So that is our question today, because that was a conversation throughout the Royals tea leaves, right? The wins, the losses, the season, the wild card, all that sort of stuff. And it's, well, do they pick up the team option for Salvador Perez next year?
They damn well better.
And then the other thing is like, well, Travis Kelce goes out there and looks pretty damn good. Like, is this really the last year? And it lets me think, like, as a fan with two of, like, probably will go down as the second greatest in their team's franchise history.
No question.
Right. It'll always be Brett and it'll always be Mahomes. It'll then be Salvi and then it'll be Travis Kelce. There's mm-hmm. a lot of parallels to their career. And I ask you as a listener and as a fan of the show, would you rather see Salvador Perez come back for one more year with the Royals, or would you rather see Travis Kelce come back for one more year with the Chiefs?
I'm going to take the cop-out approach on this one.
Fair point. Coming up on the other side, we'll ask Jay Binkley that exact same question that we just asked you. So go to the fan page on Fan 96.5 on X. Give us your vote. We'll get to the other side, and we'll be back with Jay Binkley. You go, man, on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Hit it,
Max. Juice all over the place.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Welcome back into the show here on Fesco and Dusty. I love Wednesdays at 6:45 about as much as Mac and Bob love Tuesdays, 24 hours of that day. We're now joined by Jay Binkley, our guy. Binkley, I got to ask you, one more year, who would you rather see? Salvador Perez as a Royal, Travis Kelce as a Chief?
Tight end class for 2026 in the draft.
You know, the Royals have Carter Jensen, you know, the second best prospect in their system. But this tight end class is not great, man. So, yeah, give me one more year of Kelce.
All right. I'm sure you said that. I said I was going to take the kind of the easy way out. Sal's got one more year with an option. Travis is done after this year contract-wise. So I'll take Salvi just because of that.
Well, I understand that. I just think it's the draft class. But, hey, I want to thank you guys for promoting the podcast. Great podcast dropping tonight. I appreciate you guys.
Character Concerns is dropping tonight.
It'll be dropping today too. So I appreciate you guys.
There's no other podcast that drops today other than Character Concerns with you and Una Sarah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, man. So thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You got a big night, big podcast drop. Character Concerns with Jay Binkley and Una Sarah.
We're looking at defensive linemen and we're looking at linebackers and edge tonight. So I know it's going to be exciting. I know.
Huge stuff coming from you guys tonight. But let me ask you this. Are you going to wait for the podcast tonight or do you want to do it now where you admit that you were wrong on Josh Simmons?
We have discussed this, Bob, and I think he looked great the other night. I mean, not great. I mean, it's the first preseason game. I mean, how much stock are you going to put into that? But he looked confident, man. I liked it. I wish Kingsley next to him would help him out a little bit better because I think having continuity with that guard and tackle is something that would just make him better and better. I can imagine Joe Tooney next to Josh Simmons. I think it makes the situation a lot easier. But, as far as how his footwork was and confidence, now he'll get to a point where, you know, he inserts his kind of power against people rushing into him and kind of punches them out. But I think Jeff Schwartz had a great breakdown of him on X. People really want to see a true breakdown of the plays from a guy who used to play football, and Mitch Schwartz's brother there, Jeff, did an awesome job with it.
Binkley, when you look at this Chiefs team going into preseason week number two, according to Fox 4, they said no starters are going to play in this game. We shall see. But what does Jay Binkley want to see when it comes to preseason game number two? Because if we rewind the clocks 10 years ago, this was about as significant as the game as preseason week number three, where normally you kind of see the gel starting to form. But what does Bink want to see in this game?
Well, I hope to see the linemen again, you know, just got 11 snaps, Dave. I really hope to see, you know, if you don't want to start Mahomes or Kelce or Chris Jones and things like that, that's one thing. Mahomes very barely played anyway, but it doesn't matter. It's not about them. It's about the receivers, and it's about the offensive line. So I hope we still see them. And, of course, the receiver units, even not starters, will still see a lot of Tyquan Thornton and Brownlee and those guys. But I'd like to see Kingsley and Josh Simmons get some more action, you know, against an NFL team because that is important for them. So I'm sure we will see them in this game. But getting that offensive line to kind of gel and get themselves ready before the regular season with Mahomes, because we all know what the third preseason game is. The third preseason game, nobody plays at all except for depth. So this is the game to at least get some of the starters. So I doubt that we see a situation where no starters are playing. They would have to.
I think, Jay, that's when news gets involved in sports. You know, and I'm just being honest here. News has no idea about sports except when a big event comes in, they try to take it over, and then they do it all wrong, you know?
They do because they were going on and on. Oh, Mahomes didn't play the whole first quarter and all that, and we all knew that was crap.
Right.
He's going to go in there and play a series, if that, or two.
48 seconds.
You know, it's back. So that's exactly what he's going to do. So, yeah, you'll see the offensive line. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to in this game because, again, like Dusty said, you know, the third preseason game is always the one you look forward to. If there's any preseason games that are worth their weight in salt, it was that third one. Now it's the second one. But I'm telling you, man, just like we talked about, you know, last week, these preseason games just been watered down, man.
I mean,
it's getting to the point the starters aren't even, you know, addressing at all. They're doing interviews in the first quarter. And not only that, I saw a few people talking about how Mahomes at the end of the games is still in his uniform and Kyler Murray was in street clothes at that point. Because Andy Reid has a rule, you know, guys still wear their uniform. They don't, you know, dress in the street clothes before the game ends. But you see the rest of the NFL, man, dudes are already in their street clothes by the end of the game. And just Andy Reid doesn't do that.
Who's two guys that you think that may get cut that we know?
You know, I think obviously, you know, Sky Moore would probably be the top of the list. I said, all right, which Chief starter can you see not on the team? I think it's Sky.
GGs.
And I think it's Josh Williams. You know, Josh Williams, just a handful of starts for the Chiefs, but he's 6'3", and he's got a couple rings for the Chiefs. And I really thought, going in last year, you know, he had his chance, his opportunities. You know, he was the fourth-round pick. Jalen Watson was the seventh-round pick. that they were going to battle it out. And I thought Josh Williams, you know, might win that battle last year, but it was Jalen Watson who the Chiefs trusted more than Josh Williams, that they still do. But I think look for like Dolphins and other teams that really need, you know, a corner. I don't think they could get anything for Sky Moore. Clearly, teams are going to wait for them to cut him before they pick him up. But, you know, Josh Williams, I think because of his, you know, history with the Chiefs and being with Spagnuolo, you know, that long, that builds some street cred up with him. I could see the Chiefs being able to maybe flip a seventh-round pick for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious that it's good riddance for Sky Moore. I mean, it's just not happening. He's playing in the third quarter of preseason game number one and a little bit of the fourth. Yeah. So the offensive line, Max said he wasn't happy with Kingsley in his first preseason game. What say you, Jay Binkley?
And I understand it. I mean, there was a situation where there was a bull rush situation, and when they got to the quarterback, it went right through Kingsley. He was kind of confused on the play. And yeah, it's one play. And you say, okay, it's one play. But you know what? What Dick Vermeil used to tell you, Bob, football comes down to what, one or two plays?
Yeah, he always used to say, boy, if we take these three plays away, we win the game. Yeah, but those were three touchdowns, man.
Like, well, I understand that, but here's the thing, though. Yeah. Honestly, that's probably a 40% chance of a quarterback fumbling the football. I mean, if a guy goes that unabated to a quarterback, we saw it happen to Kadarius Richardson in Indianapolis when he got hit on the outside and didn't see the blitz coming, and then he got hurt and dislocated his finger. He didn't see it. The pocket presence wasn't there, but quarterbacks can fumble in that situation. When somebody comes straight through, kind of there on the blind side, and they're not looking, that could turn into a turnover, and that turnover could result in losing the game. I mean, there's a high percentage chance the quarterback loses the ball there. You have an interception. It's just not a good play. So, yeah, that's one play. I get that. But there was other plays, you know, where the footwork, you know, wasn't quite there, what you'd want to see. And, hey, it's going to be a work in progress. So, as good as Josh Simmons kind of looked, you know, ready for the part. Now, it's one preseason game. Things can change in week two, and when you get to the regular season, things could change. But you wanted to have that confidence early on. I mean, this guy's been in the NFL for a year, and you wanted to see more. But again, he's got an important role because he's next to a rookie in Josh Simmons, and the rookie looked like he'd been in the NFL for 2 years, and the guy that's been in the year for 2 years looked like a rookie.
So now your venom is no longer on Josh Simmons, it's towards Kingsley. I love it. I think it's fantastic. But also, too, Jay, you know we're ready for the regular season. You're talking footwork of offensive linemen. Like, we need some real games here, right?
That's right. Let's get to real games and let's get the podcast out today for character concerns. But I heard you guys talking about Kelsey's total yardage in his career.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
You know, that stuff's important, but the number one stat, though, Dust Man, is 167 yards behind only Jerry Rice in the postseason.
Yeah, so that's a big one.
That's the one that counts. What he like we talked about last week, you know, before your Kelsey day, you know, it's either Rice or Kelsey in the three most important categories in postseason catches, touchdowns, and yardage. And Kelsey's behind Rice in two of those, but he's ahead of him in the other one. But the other two are completely obtainable with a decent, not a great postseason, but just a decent postseason. He could be number one in all three categories.
All right. Well, what do you got on the Character Concerns podcast? You got an album coming out? You going to call it Low? What do you call that? You going to call it Old Lows instead of New Heights?
Well, we're going to turn it out, and it's going to be orange when we put it out today for it to be special.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're looking at defensive linemen, edge, and defensive ends today, Dust Man. We've already done a lot of positions, kind of our last group of positions. Before next week, next week's the big thing when we start looking at matchups. You know, it's week zero. So we're looking at the, you know, player prospects in the games and who they're going to be playing against. So get excited, man.
The AP poll came out and week zero is here. Yes,
sir, baby. Yes, sir.
You know what we talked about, you know, because next week, you know, the AP college football poll just came out. College football is alive, and college football, not this weekend. Hey, take your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, take them out this weekend, guys. This is, you know, Chiefs play Friday night. Make Saturday date night because the next weekend is where you get in your shell. Because this is the last weekend to do the honeydews and all that.
For sure.
Because college football starts the next week. And then it's going clear. Because then the 30th, you got Ohio State and Texas playing. And then the following week, you got the NFL and the Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. So this is truly the last weekend to show your wife you love her.
Yeah, sound advice from a twice divorced man, Jay. Okay. Way to go.
It's sound advice, though.
It is advice.
Ask your test line if they'll take their significant other out for dinner Saturday night, because it might be the last time until January.
My wife has a bachelorette party, and I'm taking a double date to the Royals game. So.
Ooh. Nice. Well, yeah, go see the Royals and the White. Go see the Royals and the White Sox this weekend. Is it not a dream schedule for the Royals? I mean, think about it. You got the Nationals, the second worst record in the National League for three, and then you have the worst record in the American League in the White Sox. And I know the White Sox have been playing better. I get that, but they're still last place in the American League. That is a dream schedule.
Well, you're a dream schedule every Wednesday at 6:45. So go out there and be a dream sickle if you want to fit the orange theory there for you. That's another drop there for you, Bink. But we'll get that podcast ready after the other podcast or before it, so we have all podcasts Wednesday night. So
what time does yours drop?
Which one's the bigger podcast?
Yours. What time does yours drop?
Probably in the afternoon, so we can kind of beat the buzz of Kelsey.
Kelsey, that's
very smart marketing, Binkley. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later, Big. We thank for the time. Good.
Thanks, Jay.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
That's Jay
can
Binkley,
you replace that with Josh Simmons and replace it with Kingsley Suamata? Your voice, Mac, please. Have selected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Kingsley Suamata. I don't like it.
Coming up on the other side, another guy that people probably don't like and hate his selections of quarterback. Well, grades. Here on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Boobs are great.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.